Proclamation number 3578 of 15th of October, 1945. Harvest time. Reapers. God has great plans, for the time of harvest has come. The reapers are not yet at work, the time of ripening is still, but it will soon be over, and fruits will be gathered into the barns, but the weeds will be burned. And before the last harvest, God himself once again walks over his fields. He shows himself as Lord of the world, on whose behalf his reapers are active, who strive to produce a rich harvest for their Lord. He himself walks over the fields. He wants to be seen and recognized and therefore lets his voice resound audibly. For his fields are people's hearts which shall yield good fruit but which have to be cleansed of weeds so that the seed will come up. And everywhere he orders the activity of his laborers, so that his fields may be well tilled. But men resist his laborers, they leave the field uncultivated so that it remains without fruit. Their hearts do not take up seed, they do not know God as their Lord, and in the end the field will only have weeds and these will fall into the fire. The field is the human heart, to which God constantly supplies good seed, but which must receive it of its own free will if it wants to be richly blessed with fruit at harvest time and be able to stand before the eye of its Lord. But when the Lord himself walks through the fields, he admonishes the tenants of his fields to cultivate well. He makes himself heard, so that they cannot say they are without fault and without knowledge of their task on earth. He will throb out every human heart and admonish and warn to make the defaulters work and make use of the last time until the day of harvest comes. And his language will be powerful so that it will not remain unheard, yet anyone who does not listen to it, who turns his back on him and closes his ear, will be crushed by his wrath on the day of judgment, when everyone will be rewarded according to merit. His laborers know the voice of their Lord and gladly obey it. They are diligently active and cultivate the fields for the pleasure of their Lord, and when he comes as a final reminder, they will not be frightened but be all the more eager to work, for they know that the time of harvest has come, that the day of judgment is no longer far away, when all good fruit will be gathered into the barns, but the weeds and the chaff will be destroyed in the eternal fire of divine justice. Amen.